This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's our weekly Q&A, wherein we answer your questions. You can send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. And what's our next question, please, Layla?
Okay, this comes from Kevin. Hello, Layla and Dr. Hoffman. My daughter-in-law and my son are expecting their first child in September of this year. Congratulations. Where can I find information on diet, vitamins, and supplements which would be beneficial to the newborn?
Okay.
In a nutshell, breastfeeding.
Okay.
That's all the newborn will need, is to be nursed by its mother. That's absolutely it for the first 4 to 6 months, longer, 2 years, but not exclusively breastfeeding for the first 4 to 6 months. Some babies are a little more precocious and are ready to eat their first cereal or some other. And actually, a really good way to tell that is when baby is sitting in their high chair and you think they might be ready for a little bit of soft food, you can tell when you try to spoon the food into the baby's mouth and the baby is pushing it back out with its tongue. It's not ready yet for that. That's actually one of the first things I learned in
when you did your pediatric rotation.
Yes, all that, and all about breastfeeding and lactation and all of that kind of thing. So
and then it's also important in some ways, you know, to shield the baby from allergy.
Yes.
And there's actually some importance to the mother's diet at that time. So
absolutely,
if you have a really allergic background, the mother may want to go on a allergy elimination diet during breastfeeding, perhaps not having as much in the way of dairy or wheat or, you know, some of the key allergy triggers.
Yeah. And the mother should continue on her very, very clean diet, organic, as clean foods as possible, even throughout lactation, nursing, all of that, and you just basically keeping herself well. Did you know that you need more calories? You know, when women are pregnant, they think they're eating for two. They only need about 250 more calories a day.
Okay.
But when you're nursing, you need double that.
Yeah.
It takes, it expends a lot more energy.
Some of the pregnant women in my family have told me that they can't be on a really austere diet during breastfeeding because it's such a caloric demand. It's actually much more demanding than the requirements of the baby in utero.
And the benefits of breast milk, the colostrum that's produced in the first few days, the breast milk is also about 55% fat. Fats are necessary. And the cholesterol inherent is necessary.
And one way to supplement the baby is for the mother to continue taking DHA.
Sure.
And make sure that you get
and their prenatals.
A good omega-3 that's rich in DHA. And, of course, vitamin D.
Yeah.
And then you'll transfer some vitamin D to the baby.
Right, right.
Okay.
So this is the only diet, vitamin, supplement information you need for a newborn.
Okay. It's what about probiotics?
Probiotics
for the mother. Probiotics and fish oil for the mother seem to allergy-proof the baby.
Yes.
And so taking probiotics, but the mother can take the probiotics. Babies can take a little Bifido. That can be administered as drops under the tongue. Babies, in my opinion, can do with a little vitamin D.
You know,
perhaps 1,000 even in drop form, but not much more than that.
Right. You can apply that to the areoli, to the nipple.
Okay.
So that baby can get some of that, especially something like probiotic.
Okay.
As well. So
exactly,
that could be something.
Sort of paint the nipple with something that you want the baby to get.
Yes.
The other thing that I think is good for young kids is a little bit of xylitol in the nasal passages as drops.
because it prevents upper respiratory infections, but also as, you know, babies don't do well with chewing gum. They can't do chewing gum, obviously, but they can do a little squirt of xylitol in their mouth. And as the baby teeth come in, you know, they're more prone to cavities.
Yeah.
And, you know, the horrible pediatric dentists sometimes are actually filling and baby teeth. That's really horrible because, I mean, those are what are called deciduous teeth. They're taken out anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have, you figure, okay, the baby's got all these rotted teeth. It doesn't matter because ultimately another set will grow in. Well, actually, that sets the stage for poor dental development later, you know, with the second set of permanent teeth. So putting a little bit in there can counteract the bacteria that actually will cause dental caries eventually.
Yeah.
And also, it suppresses respiratory infections. So there are Kids Clear. Kids Clear is a brand that can be used.
Terrific.
And we're recommending it to the baby. So what about what the kids eat? You know, when the kids start to eat,
when the kid, typically the mainstream recommendations are things like the first cereal that baby gets is the one that is most ancient to the point of being hypoallergenic is a rice cereal, for example. But it can go way beyond that to very, very soft foods, whether it's some milled sweet potatoes, some broth, some milled meat, or, pureed, anything like
and
that.
And I think it's really important to imprint the kid early on with a very varied palate.
Yes.
You know, so that get them used to the taste of vegetables. And you can mix them in, you know, in a way that is not like hardcore, you know, like eating.
You don't want to give them bitter greens because babies don't like bitter.
Like dandelion greens.
It's evolutionary for them to think.
You can mix some greens in with other things.
Yes.
And then they get used to the flavor.
Put that in with the pureed peaches.
So, and here's another question is, let's say you come from a family where there's a lot of asthma or a lot of, eczema, and perhaps you feel the baby is going to be prone to allergy. So should you withhold peanuts? Should you withhold dairy? Should you withhold wheat? Should you withhold eggs? Should you wait till the child is more mature in their immune system to introduce those things?
Great question.
Well, actually,
I don't know. Yeah.
It's been answered.
It's been answered.
It's counterintuitive because this was the policy in allergic kids is to avoid peanuts, you know, because peanut allergies is a big specter. Actually, it's now been suggested that unless the allergist says that the kid is deadly allergic and this can be ascertained, you should introduce small amounts to allergy-proof the kid. And during the time of sort of...
It's like immunotherapy.
It is a form of immunotherapy,
It's like getting the allergy shots or the sublingual drops.
Yeah, and so you should actually...
amounts.
Even if you suspect allergies, you should introduce a little bit. Now, you know, I have to say, I really think that some kids benefit from a very clean diet, you know, diet without sugar, without additives. I mean, I think really that's what we should be doing for all our kids.
Yes.
It's hard once the kid becomes socialized, starts going to birthday parties and things.
And all of that. It's more difficult to control.
Keep that away from the kid. But to the extent you can control it, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Without, you know, and again, not inducing a neuroticism in the child.
Of course,
yeah. Food obsession that you pass along to the child, and the child is likely to develop a eating disorder. You know,
exactly.
Either rebel or become, you know, OCD about their food choices.
Exactly. And there's enough scientific research that says anybody, any child who is restricted in their eating or put on low-fat diets because that's what their parents wanted, they invariably wind up with an eating disorder or the full rebellion. They become full-on obese as adults, as an unconscious rebellion. Don't do that. There's a wonderful website for feeding your children without promoting any neuroses, Ellen Satter. Ellen with a Y, E-L-L-Y-N, Satter, S-A-T-T-E-R. She has an organization.
So
wonderful info.
You know, and we're devoting a lot of time to this question.
Yeah.
This is super important. It's also important what the mother eats during pregnancy because if a mother eats junk food, actually the baby will be more likely to have behavioral problems
and crave the junk food.
Yeah. So, you know, you have a big responsibility, moms. You know, you got to do the right thing.
Yep.
Because you can actually be guilty of child abuse when the baby's not even born yet.
Right, right, exactly.
And wow. But don't get nuts about it because, you know, mothers these days, they're such perfectionists. They wait till they're, you know, 38 or 42 to have babies, and it's their first child, and they're very intelligent, accomplished professionals, and they make it into like a moon launch, you know.
Well, when Janet Jackson had her first baby at 50, I don't know if she's had any since, but wow.
Yeah, but it on the one hand, you want to be careful. On the other hand, it's hard to screw it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that.
Yeah. Kevin, best of luck on your growing family. You are blessed.
Yes. Good point at which to pause because we allow one of our sponsors to share an important message with you. So here goes.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you, and we'll continue in that vein for as long as we have great sponsors. So, Layla, what's our next question, please?
Oh, this is a good one. We've got an email. I don't have a name here. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. You said to take magnesium taurate for the heart. My cardiologist said to take magnesium glycinate. What is the difference and which do you think is better for the heart?
I think the important thing is to take magnesium.
Yeah.
And, you know, your cardiologist, at least I give him props
for saying magnesium,
which is already you know, positive development.
Yeah.
That their nutrition supplementation is making inroads into the field of cardiology. But so they're both premium forms of magnesium. I think magnesium oxide is poorly absorbed. I think same thing for magnesium citrate.
Yes.
They're good laxatives.
Yeah. And but, that's what they're for.
And they're cheap.
They wash on through.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't get absorbed that well.
Yeah.
So the advantage with taurate is it contains taurine in small amounts, and taurine may have antiarrhythmic effects, and it may also help with high blood pressure.
Yes, because it has a diuretic effect.
Right,
there.
And the glycine doesn't do much for you. I mean, glycine is a building block for glutamine, actually.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's
magnesium,
not bad.
Yeah, magnesium glycinate is good for muscle cramps, maybe headache or something.
It's a premium form of magnesium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So magnesium is good. Taurate is probably better for the heart and blood pressure.
And again, you know, with magnesium taurate, it is well tolerated. It doesn't cause a lot of diarrhea. And, you know, some people take it for palpitations and they go, yeah, I took it and it didn't help. Well, maybe they took one or two a day.
They need more.
Sometimes you can take 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't cause diarrhea, it might actually build up your magnesium reserves to the point where it can regularize your heartbeat.
Yeah.
So, but you have to titrate it, go slow, work up gradually.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for your question. Let's see there. We have an email from Reese. Hello there. I was listening to your radio program over the weekend, and I'm not quite sure, but I thought you said that omega-6 is good for fighting inflammation. Is that true?
Well, it depends on which omega-6.
Yes.
So there's the kind of poor quality omega-6. And why don't you take that discussion?
Yeah, well, there's the poor quality omega-6, which is prevalent in the standard American diet. Our factory farmed animals, the grains they're fed. Soybean oil.
I looked for salad dressing the other day, and I wanted to get salad dressing for a, you know, her caretaker keeps buying her fat-free salad dressing. So I said, I'm going to get her some, like, decent salad dressing because I want her to have some healthy fats.
Yeah.
So I went to Whole Foods, and I looked at the prepared salad dressing. Of course, it's best to make your own with extra virgin olive
Absolutely.
Oil. But she's not going to make her own. So
yeah.
I want to get her prepared salad dressing. So I looked at the Whole Foods brand, 365, it's called. It's soybean oil. So I don't want a ton of soybean oil to go into a 99-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked at other brands, and they have some olive oil, but they also have some soybean oil or canola oil.
Mm-hmm.
And canola oil is a little bit better than soybean oil.
Yeah.
Canola oil is, at least it's...
a little more omega-3.
Omega-9. But... It's more, it's got oleic acid in it, at least. Mm-hmm. But it has no beneficial polyphenols like olive oil does.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't there anything that's just olive oil and, you know, herbs and some vinaigrette? And I really found it hard to find. I did find one. It was Bragg's, like Bragg's Amino.
Yes, Bragg's
Amino. They make a salad dressing, which is actually extra virgin olive oil and some spices and some vinaigrette.
Very nice.
And, but I had to search because everything is like a Trojan horse for some not happy oils.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other omega-6s that we might not want too much of?
We don't want the ones you mentioned. Absolutely soybean oil.
Safflower
oil, sunflower oil, which sunflower oil masquerades as a lot of olive oil.
That's
part of the food fraud.
It's an extender.
Yeah. Cottonseed oil is probably the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Corn oil.
Corn oil is pretty much omega-6.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pro-inflammatory.
And some of these are also GMO. Canola is. Is soy. Mm-hmm. So is corn.
Right.
So none of them. So we're getting too much of this in the standard American diet. Now,
but
we need good beneficial omega-6 for the inflammatory process to take care of us. It's part of the immune process.
And what would that be?
Things like a borage oil, mm-hmm. an evening primrose oil. These are the beneficial...
Black currant seed oil.
Yeah, black currant seed oil. The gamma linolenic, exactly.
GLA.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the good. That's the good kind of omega-6.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it has an anti-inflammatory effect.
Exactly.
Right.
It promotes the production of beneficial prostaglandins mm-hmm. as opposed to the inflammatory mm-hmm. prostaglandins.
And that's
why
they may say
hormone.
It's helpful for PMS, because PMS is such a prostaglandin-driven thing with mm-hmm. a lot of, mood stuff, but also cramping mm-hmm. and, bad stuff.
Right.
Inflammatory
and
stuff.
GLA is wonderful for skin conditions if you have eczema or anything.
Asthma, right.
Yes. Very dry skin,
mm-hmm.
good for all of that. It's
right.
preferred by skin. Fish oil is still beneficial. It has its place. Mm-hmm. We want a very nice ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 of 2 to 1,
mm-hmm.
even 1 to 1. Standard American diet with all of the...
It's 12 to 1.
It's like 12 to 1, 50 to 1 even.
Be, yes.
If you're on a pure junk food diet... Mm-hmm.
And you live in North Dakota,
exactly.
You don't eat any fish.
If you're having a donut sandwich in a bucket
Paul's
of flan...
Mrs. Paul's fish sticks or something. Or tilapia.
Tilapia is terrible.
Tilapia has mostly omega-6, right?
Yeah, tilapia and catfish or frankenfish.
Oh.
Their fish feed is terrible. They have the nutritional equivalency of a donut.
Mm-hmm. Worse than a bucket of Southern Fried Chicken, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Also, they're usually heavy battered and fried, so
mm-hmm.
not good.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for, I think, one additional question if we want to get to it.
Let's see here. The idea that mixing chopped mushrooms into our burger boosts the umami taste.
Great idea.
Adds more moisture, reduces the amount of beef required for a burger. My question is, how would it affect overall health?
Oh.
Could eating these burgers be healthy? And there was an article actually at NPR, National Public Radio. There was actually an article. Here's why environmentalists are cheering the latest burger at Sonic Drive-In, but they're not just talking about Sonic Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. It's, first of all, mushrooms are very, very meaty. I like to put on the grill in the summer. If I don't feel like having a burger or something, I'll have portobello. Mm. That could be my burger.
Yeah.
Doused in a little olive oil, a little rosemary. It's very satisfying.
We did an interview, I think it was last year, towards the end of the year, with the guy who's like the mushroom man. He does research at... not University of Pennsylvania, but Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State. Now, why Penn State? Pennsylvania is the number one mushroom growing state in the U.S.
Wow.
So this guy is the mushroom maven. You know, he teaches them how to, you know, make more profits on their mushrooms. And he also is has researched the properties of mushrooms. And the big thing about mushrooms is they, I mean, they contain a lot of nutrients, but they also contain a lot of what's called ergothionine. And foods found to contain ergothionine include liver, kidney, black beans, kidney bean, and oat bran, with the highest levels in bolete and oyster mushrooms. I don't know what a bolete mushroom is.
Like oyster mushrooms.
You know, that's why you, now with the open-air markets, you can, now that they're coming back, it's a little warmer, they have the mushroom lady, and she has these like things that look like out of a horror movie.
They're scary.
But they're the most, they're wild, and of course I think they vet them for, you know, that they don't, or death angel mushrooms, or toxic mushrooms. But they have really beneficial properties in terms of neuroprotection, in terms of, I mean, these are antioxidant compounds, and they are real, real good for you.
Medicinal mushrooms, even. I mean, we're talking about what they're derived
and
from.
And, of course, there's medicinal mushrooms that are, you know, helpful for boosting immunity, anti-cancer. But also, particularly because of their, ergothionine is more of a brain protective nutrient. So
another reason to add mushroom to your burger.
And, oh, by the way, you know, so you think, well, okay, if I cook it, I should have them raw, because if you have them raw, then you get the pure ergothionine. Ergothionine is very heat stable, and it can be cooked.
There you go.
So if you throw it on the grill, of course, it's mostly going to be inside the hamburger.
You could grate it into the burger, into the ground meat, and then...
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that, too.
And it's what's this deal about umami?
Umami, just adding an umami flavor, that it could be a nice way to add some umami.
So umami is actually the flavor of MSG.
Yes.
The Japanese...
The meat. Smoked.
Yeah.
Flavor.
So they did a shortcut to umami. They used to use a lot of bonito flakes, and they used fish sauce. Mm-hmm. And fish sauce adds umami. It's sort of a tang.
Yeah.
And it...
Marmite.
Yes.
Comes to mind as
That's
well.
That's a yeast extract,
yes,
by the way.
You know? Yes.
So it stands to reason that mushrooms may offer some umami flavor to the... you know, so instead of using soy sauce, if you're sensitive to soy, you can use a mushroom mix. So that's a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
You know, another thing to do, you know, while we're on the subject, you know, there's this concern about PAHs.
Yes.
Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which develop when you grill meat.
Yeah.
And then you're eating a carcinogenic product. There's some studies that suggest that if you mix berries with the burgers.
Or marinate them with the berries or their juice.
Yeah. That you actually... reduce the production of the PAHs.
Yes.
So you get safe burgers. So, you know, why are we talking a lot about grilling? I guess because it's almost time. Get dust off the grill.
Yes.
See if it still works. I mean, it's always that first grilling is always like, I'm a little tense. You know, it's like the company's there and I'm like firing up the grill, but like, will it work? It's been fallow all winter.
Fill up that propane
tank. It's an anxiety-producing thing for me. I'm the grill master
at
our
place.
You're the
grill master. Yeah. Oh. So, mushrooms in your burgers would be a terrific idea. That would be very, very healthy.
And do you cook the mushrooms first, or do you just put them in raw, chopped raw?
You know what? I would cook them. I would try them both ways.
Okay.
Depending on the mushrooms.
Sauté the mushrooms and
grind
them up.
Maybe grate them up, sauté them. And then cool them a little, throw them into the ground, make your patties, and my mouth was watering.
Okay.
Because we're talking about it.
All right. We're going to beta test this soon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the time we have. It's a little bit of a longer version of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for bearing with us. And thanks for supporting our sponsors. And check out this month. We're still offering through the month of March. Wonderful offer. It's 10% off on our products at Fullscript, plus free shipping. So take advantage of it during this limited time offer and get access to literally thousands of supplements and my personal recommendations at Fullscript. Just find it at drhoffman.com under shop, and you'll be directed to Fullscript where you can register and be part of that special offer. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.